The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
It's 20 questions on a game called Beat the Genius from listener Brent Barkey. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. This show comes out every single day, despite what the rest of the world is doing. So thank you so much for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for watching on YouTube at youtube.com/triviawithbuds. And thanks for telling a friend about the show. One of my friends, Brent Barkey, sent me a big packet of different things into Google Drive, different rounds of trivia that I will be using at some live events in the near future when we get back to hosting live events and at home here on the podcast. He said, use whatever you want. So I thought it would be fun today to kind of switch it up. This one's called Beat the Genius, and I'll explain the rules and stuff in just a bit. But basically, you are going to have one person in the room who you claim is the genius if you're playing at home with a group, or if you just want to play by yourself, you're going to listen to these questions and try and take a guess at numerical type questions. So they're not questions anybody really knows an answer to, probably. We are looking for kind of guesstimate. If you play that game Wits and Wagers, they're questions you'd probably find in Wits and Wagers. If you are a Patreon subscriber, get ready, because I have a bunch of extra free time and I'm going to send all the rewards a little bit early. So you should get them before April, hopefully here in the next week or so, week to 10 days. You should have all your rewards for the month of March. One of the tiers that we added this month is our ebook club, and that's at the $15 level or higher. And I sent out the link to the book club so everybody could get started on it early. I know my friend Brenda Martinez is reading it, and I am reading it as well. I'm about 30 pages in. It's called Recursion by Blake Crouch, if you want to go find that and read it yourself or get it from a library, if libraries are still open from you. It's really good, and I think it's a book I'll finish in a few days because it reads rather quickly. So check that out, Recursion, if you want to read along with us and talk about the book. Shout out to my friend Blah1179, who just left this review on Friday for the podcast. They said, 5 stars, great show. I've been a daily listener for the past 2 months. It's a must listen for me. Ryan is a tremendous host, keeps you entertained, and is interested in a plethora of topics. Thank you so much, Blah1179. I appreciate it. All right, we're going to jump into this game right now. Remember, the rules are coming up, and you're going to try and guess numerical answers for about 20 questions. It's called Beat the Genius, and it's from Brent Barkey. Here we go. All right, it's time for Beat the Genius. Here are the rules for this game. It says, choose one member of your group to be the genius. This should be the person in the room that the group considers to be the smartest. So pick the genius in your group. Have the genius sit on one side of the room and the rest of the group on the other. This game will be the genius versus everyone else. Kind of like the game Beat the Geeks. Remember that? The host will ask the genius a question where the answer is a number. The genius will give their best guess for what the correct answer is. The team must work together to decide if the correct answer is higher or lower than the genius's guess. If the team guesses correctly, they get 1 point. If they guess incorrectly, the point goes to the genius. If the genius can guess exactly right, the genius scores 3 points. Play as long as you want or until the questions run out. Here come those 20 questions you can play with. Beat the Genius, number one. What is the greatest amount of snow to fall in a single U.S. location in a 24-hour period? Number one, what is the greatest amount of snow to fall in a single U.S. location in a 24-hour period? Number two, how many men signed the Declaration of Independence? Number two, how many men signed the Declaration of Independence? Number two. Question number three, according to the Tootsie Pop website, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? Number three. Question number four, how young was the youngest first lady in American history? How young was the youngest first lady? Question number five, we all know there are 365 days in a year. How many seconds are in a year? How many seconds are in a year? Question number six, what year was the bikini invented? What year was the bikini invented? Question number seven, at the end of the current season of The Simpsons, how many episodes will have aired? At the end of the current season of The Simpsons, how many episodes will have aired? Question number eight, in a standard game of Monopoly, how much money is in the bank total? Number eight, how many dollars are in the Monopoly bank? Question number nine, what percent of people refuse to sit on a public toilet seat? What percent of people refuse to sit on a public toilet seat? Question number 10, in Fahrenheit, what is the highest temperature ever recorded in the United States? Number 10. 10 more questions to go in this complex Beat the Genius game. These questions are tough, but hopefully you're getting some good guesses in. Number 11, in the highest scoring game in NFL history, how many combined points were scored by both teams? Combined points total scored by both teams. Number 12, what percentage of people are able to curl their tongue into a tube? I can do it. If you're watching on YouTube. What percentage of people are able to curl their tongue into a tube? Number 13, it has been estimated that the number of actively spoken languages in the world today is how many? How many languages? Number 14, Hans Langseth has the world record for the longest beard at how long? How long is the world's longest beard? Number 15, on average, how many times does the average human blink per day? Number 16, how many confirmed plays did William Shakespeare write? Question number 16, how many confirmed plays did William Shakespeare write? Question number 17, in feet, how long was the longest snake ever recorded? How long was the longest snake in feet? Question number 18, on average, how many couples get married in Las Vegas per day? On average, how many couples get married in Las Vegas per day? Number 18. Number 19, how many feet are in a marathon? Number 19, how many feet are in a marathon? And number 20, how many calories does the average kiss burn? Number 20, how many calories does the average kiss burn? Those are all your guessable questions for Beat the Genius. We'll be right back in just a second with the accurate answers. We are back with the answers to Beat the Genius. Let's see how you did. Number one, what is the greatest amount of snow to fall in a single U.S. location in a 24-hour period? The answer there was 5 feet 3 inches. 5 feet of snow. Holy cow. Number two, how many men signed the Declaration of Independence? The answer was 56. 56 signatures on the D of I. Number three, according to the Tootsie Pop website, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? 252 licks. 252. There you go, straight from the Tootsie Pop website. Number four, how young was the youngest first lady in American history? 21 years old, just legal to drink. Number five, we all know there are 365 days in a year. How many seconds are in a year? The answer there is 31,557,600 seconds. Hopefully you could guess that from maybe singing the Rent song in your head to do some math. Number six, what year was the bikini invented? 1946. That's the year my mom was born. Kieran Buds, 1946. Number seven, at the end of the current season of The Simpsons, how many episodes will have aired? Number seven was 684 episodes of The Simpsons. My God. Number eight, in a standard game of Monopoly, how much money is in the bank total? We've got $15,140. $15,140. And if I'm not mistaken, I think everyone in the game starts off with $1,500 when you're playing with people. Number nine, what percent of people refuse to sit on a public toilet seat? According to some kind of results, 30% of people don't like sitting on public toilet seats, which leaves 70 who are fine and dandy with it. Number 10, in Fahrenheit, what is the highest temperature ever recorded in the U.S.? That is 134 degrees. I'm sure it was Death Valley, California. Number 11, in the highest scoring game in NFL history, how many combined points were scored by both teams? We had 113. Number 12, what percentage of people are able to curl their tongue into a tube? That was 85. 85% of people can do it. 15 cannot. Number 13, it has been estimated that the number of actively spoken languages in the world today is how many? That is 6,000 different languages. Number 14, Hans Langseth has the world record for longest beard at how long? And that is 17 and a half feet. Good golly, that is a wizard. 14 was 17 and a half feet. Number 15, on average, how many times a day does the average human blink? 15 was 25,000 times. 25,000 times for your blinking. When you hear the word blink, it makes you want to blink. Number 16, how many confirmed plays did William Shakespeare write? The answer there, 38 plays. Number 17, in feet, how long was the longest snake ever recorded? We had 32.79 feet. 32 feet. Number 18, on average, how many couples get married in Las Vegas per day? 150 couples. I know quite a few. Been to a lot of Vegas weddings. Maybe two, but that's a lot for me. Number 19, how many feet are in a marathon? We have 138,435. 138,435. And number 20, how many calories does the average kiss burn? 26 calories. That is some sloppy kissing to burn off those calories. But hey, that is it. You beat the genius, hopefully, or maybe the genius beats you in your household. Whatever it was, I hope you had fun playing. And Brent Barkey from Minnesota, thank you so much for those questions and all the other great questions that you shared with me. If you guys want to support this show and all my trivia hosting efforts, especially during an off time where this has never happened before, I don't have any events to do between now and probably April. You can go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and throw a few bucks there. You can find me on Venmo at Ryan-Buds. You can find me on PayPal at ryanbuds@gmail.com. We have one more question for you, and it is the question of the day. And that question is, what state's two-letter abbreviation comes first alphabetically? Tweet me your answer at ryanbuds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Michael Buffer, and your trivia team name of the day is I'm Just a Bill Murray. I'm Just a Bill from Schoolhouse Rock and Bill Murray. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for your support. Thanks for telling a friend. Thanks for the reviews, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.